Hey, Jesse. Hello?
Can you hear me? Hi, Jerry?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. So I was just actually looking up for your area as far as Google Gauge required there is going to be, here, I'm pulling that up right now. Okay. So it looks like it is Texas State Class A Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Contractor License with Environmental Air Conditioning Endorsement. The business has then the insurance meets or exceeds state requirements for the business insurance. So
right.
Those are the two things that are required.
So can you hear me right now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I don't have the Class A endorsement. I have the Class B endorsement. So the Class A endorsement allows me to work on any tonnage of any size that I want. The Class B
mm-hmm.
endorsement limits me to 20 tons or less.
Uh-huh.
So the reason why I'm specifying it is it created a hiccup with Andy Leeds because they had, I believe, the same thing in your system, which was I had to have Class A. So I'm licensed for Class B, but I'm not licensed for Class A.
Okay. And are you able to get the Class A?
I have registered with the state to upgrade my endorsement, but that takes time.
Do you know about how much time?
Dealing with the state, it could take a month. It could take 6 months.
I am looking through the other businesses in your area, and I did actually find one that has B. So it's a commercial contractor, mechanical statewide classification, then B air conditioning and refrigeration contractor licensing and endorsement. So it looks like the B one is fine. If there are other people in the area that have that. So a lot of them just have the A, but it looks like B is fine for the process of submitting your application.
Right. So the reason why I did the B is because it's easier to get the paperwork processed for the B, and so I was able to start my business faster, and then working on the endorsement to upgrade to the more commercial side, which is A. So as I said, that process takes longer. So that's what we're going through right now.
Okay, well, so we can at least get it listed for the B right now. And then once you get the A, we'll just go ahead and submit that and add that to the Google Guaranteed account. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, perfect. So like I said, again, these questions are a little bit redundant, but you do have a Social Security number, correct?
Correct.
And you do have an ID or driver's license, correct? Okay, so now the background check, just so you're aware, Jared, it's going to be coming through a third party that's not our company or Google. So it'll be coming from an email that'll say Pinkerton or Evan an ID. So just in like the next week or so from one of those, from Pinkerton or Evan an ID, okay?
All right.
Now, and then what is Jeff's last name? So I have that.
Just last name is Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Okay, perfect. All right. And do we want to add a phone number, like a separate phone number for him, or is this one fine for both of you?
This one would be fine for both of us.
Okay. All right. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview here, Jared. Let me see what I have available. One second.
I have a question on that.
Sure.
Does the client interview... Is that just teaching us how to work with Google, or is that to interview us to see if we can actually qualify with Google?
No. So it's just the client interview is basically to just go over basically the application, if you have any questions about the application, getting keyword phrases, just getting a little bit more information about your company. So essentially what I'm doing is pretty basic right now. They just kind of dive into it and start setting up the account.
Would it be possible that I could have my bookkeeper do the interview with y'all?
Let me just check. I don't see that being a problem.
Because Monday, so Jeff and I handle all the customers and all the service calls and everything. So calling, like right now, thankfully, we are heading towards another job, but most of the time we're going to be in the field dealing with a customer. So to, it would be easier to have somebody in the office take the time to set up the account or during the interview, which they're going to be the one that would be handling all that normally anyway.
Okay.
So that's what I would like.
Okay, well, that's good to know then. At least I can go ahead and put that person on the account. So if they're on the account, it's totally fine. Now this person isn't, like, on any of your insurance or business stuff, right?
The person is my wife. I don't think she's on my insurance. I do think that she's on the LLC paperwork. So.
Okay, so there just might be a chance that she might have to go through a background check as well. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, just want to make sure. Yeah, I'll go ahead and add her to the account. It should be totally fine for her to get all that set up. What is her name?
Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Okay, and then same last name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so what time Monday do you think would work best for her?
About 10 a.m.
Oh, right, perfect. Okay, so now, Jared, the whole phone call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour from 9 to 10, if you could let her know, in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Now, are they going to be calling this phone number to get a hold of her, or?
Right, well, that's one thing I was going to ask. I don't want, if I give you her phone number, I don't want any other phone calls going to her. It would just be for the purpose of this one phone call.
Okay. Okay, that's totally fine. Yeah, hold on. Let me just add that in here. 1 second. Okay.
I want to make sure that, like, one of the problems that I had with Angie was, you know, multiple phone calls or multiple emails, and so I'm limiting it so our work routines are not jammed up with different information all at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally fine. What is her phone number? I'll just keep it separate from off of the account. So if it's just in, like, the notes and I let them know beforehand, it won't be anywhere for somebody else to call her.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's
903-471-9781. Okay, wonderful. All right. So I have everything set up here, Jared. Now, as far as the billing address, it's going to be the same address that you gave me already, right? The farm market?
That's correct.
Okay.
Is that the first time you've seen a farm-to-market address?
Yeah. Why? Because I say
pretty,
it kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's also a pretty localized to East Texas kind of deal. It's the hillbilly address, though. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen an address like that. So is it just a street or is it like a double street? Why does it say farm to market?
It says farm to market because it's not within city limits of any city.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't know why they just do that here in East Texas. If it's not within a city location, it's called a farm to market.
It's a road.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that way people can get to the city to provide for their needs.
So Jeff said it's a county maintained road, not a city maintained road. So they call it different.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, for sure. All right. Okay, so I have everything set up now. Jared, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay, and I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
Are you going to take $250 out today, and then in 4 to 8 weeks after the application is finished, take the $435?
Correct, absolutely. So the minimum, the prepaid minimum amount will be automatically taken out when your application is submitted and everything is up and running. So that will be between the 4 and 8 weeks. Of course, they'll let you know ahead of time that your application is processed, everything's good to go, and that they're going to be processing the payment. If you have any questions or need it delayed for any reason, you can absolutely let them know that. But today, the only thing coming out is the $250.
Gotcha. The number is 519-7300-3188. 5113. The
okay,
date is 1225.
All right.
And the security code is 624.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so now, Jared, I am updating and processing the payment for the $250 non-refundable application fee. Now, that's pretty much all I need from you. I do need the term signed, and the invoice is going to be emailed to you. I also am going to email over the application as well as text that to you. So let me do that. But did you just receive a text message just now that says, Jared, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did.
Okay, so if you could do me a favor and open up that link there. It says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number. It'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, this is what we discussed in writing. Now, that what you are getting with the program today is the Google Guaranteed. Everything else on here is absolutely something you can upgrade to if you'd like to at any point. If you ever want to do SEO with us or anything like that, that is an option. But you still will be getting the advanced reporting and live client support as well as the Google Guaranteed. So now, once you're done looking that over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says I'm certified that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
I've done that. Would you like, it took me to the screen on Local Splash for my username and password.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Jared. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just keep a lookout for that. It'll be texted and emailed to you, okay? So now you do have my extension and phone number, Jared. So I will be the lead on your account. From this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team as well as with Ivan. He mostly works on Google Guaranteed. But if you ever need something escalated or have a question or whatever it may be, you can always reach me at my extension. I may not have the answer, but at least I'll be able to get it from somebody. So, I'm just going to text you over a short YouTube video of exactly how your dashboard works. So you can take a look at that. And then, I'll email you and text you the application. If you have any questions about that, I would wait until Monday to get those asked. Obviously I let your wife know if you have any questions about it as well to ask them. But they'll be going over all that on Monday. Okay. And, and Jared and Jeff, I just want to congratulate you guys to the Local Splash family. Did you guys have any other questions at all, or?
Do you have any questions? No. Nope, we're good.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I'm here if you need anything. Otherwise, just let your wife know to look out for that client interview. When they call on Monday, they will be calling from the 877 number that you called in at. So from this point forward, they'll be calling from that number. Okay?
Okay. So we're going to have that phone call interview, and then we're going to have login credentials, username and password. That's going to be either texted and emailed to us. And then after that point, then we can log into the Local Splash. And then the background check is going to be emailed for background company is going to email us, and we need to pay attention to that.
Yes.
And then the
from
process
Pinkerton
should
or
be finished.
Evan and ID.
Right.
Correct.
The process should be finished within 4 to 8 weeks. After that process is completed, $453 will be taken out. That's for the prepayment of the 13 leads, and we should get a notification before that happens. After that happens, that whole process, then we would be live, and I would be able to pause or unpause leads through the Local Splash app.
So you actually were working on making it so that you can do it through the reporting dashboard, but as of right now, you need to call in to do it if you want to pause them.
And
so, but you can also go ahead.
Will the leads be emailed, text message, or only on the app?
So they'll be in the dashboard, but it is, they'll be direct calls. So essentially when they call you, you'll pick up the phone and it'll say, Google guaranteed. So you'll know right away that it's a Google guaranteed lead. So from there, the call begins recording. That's how we're able to determine if it's a qualified or unqualified lead. But it'll go through the dashboard and then you'll be emailed. They can message you from the Google guaranteed account. So that would be emailed and in your dashboard.
Will it be an automated phone call from Google guaranteed, or is it going to, like, for example, with Angie's, I would ignore their automated phone call because they would just leave me a voicemail anyways. It wasn't anybody trying to talk to me. And then they would send me a text message of what it was, and then I would go on the app. And I would see what the lead was, and I would be able to call the customer back through the number that was on the Angie lead. Is that the same process, or is the
call
actually the customer?
Yes, the phone call will always, always be the customer calling.
Okay.
Yeah, so just make sure you answer those calls. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. If I miss that phone call, is the number that is on my caller ID the customer's number?
Yes, absolutely. You'll be able to call them back. And like I had said before, for let's just say for whatever reason they already found somebody, something like that, if you miss the call, then that's considered disqualified. So it's only if you call back and they actually set an appointment or ask you about a price for something that you do. So, but it's a lot easier to get back in touch with people. I know I hear a lot of people through Angie and Home Advisor that have this problem when they call somebody back that they've already found somebody and then they get charged for that lead anyway. And it's just, you know, kind of ridiculous. So right. You won't have that problem with this.
Yeah, that's why I actually canceled the Angie lead.
Yeah. It makes sense. You know, I mean, I haven't really heard a whole lot of good things about them. I actually have one person that really loved Angie's and then ended up hating it after they got that class action lawsuit, but you know, before that, I don't know, he said he was doing really well with it and really liked it, so, but that was one out of a thousand, you know.
my very first three leads were completely scammed.
Oh yeah,
it cost
it's very
like
unfortunate
for the very first three leads, and they two of the customers had no idea what I was talking about, and one of the places didn't exist.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so I don't normally like to talk bad about other people or other companies, but, you know, it's like essentially what they're actually doing is they buy leads from, like contractor sites. So when they buy those leads from the contractor sites, they send them to people that are contractors, and those people have actually like talked to somebody looking on another site for, you know, a different contractor. And then that's why, you know, I don't know if you've had that experience where you've called and they've been like, I wasn't even looking for this. Like, what are you talking about? You know, and
yeah.
that's literally it's because they're buying their leads from other sites and other places that people have inquired about.
Gotcha.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
So
sounds a lot like telesales.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. What is that? Is that like a lead service or?
Well, no, telesales is just like, somebody will buy somebody's information from somebody else, and then they'll begin to advertise to that person.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what that is, actually, 100%. It's very sad. I really don't like it when I find a lot of new companies that they're doing this to. It's like the first year in business is just so difficult. You know, you really need that time to be as profitable as possible and, you know, to be in a position where you're having to pay for things that you're not even talking to an actual person is just...
Yeah, they were talking to me like, well, we don't expect you to close every deal. I'm like, yeah, but I was expecting to actually talk to people who gave me a shot. I'm not paying $300 to $500 per lead.
Yeah, that's insane. That's how much they were charging you?
Well, it's $100 per lead, but the first three leads were completely bogus. And they're like, well, you should hang around for a little bit because you want to get, you're not going to close every lead, but you will close, I don't know, one out of five is the average. So I'm like, I'm not paying $400 for each closed job work.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. That's a lot of money for a lead, especially for
that's
HVAC.
I was like, yeah. Do you realize the amount of advertisement I can give for $400 just to, like, advertise to a bunch of people and not just to get one job?
Right. Exactly. That's, yeah. It's, you know, that's where it's, you put out enough, you're definitely going to get something back. You know, it's like throwing out a net. The wider your net, the more your possibility, right? But having one thing, it's like, I don't know. I always tell people, you know, it's before I started working here, I didn't even know what Angie and Home Advisor was. So it's like the average person looking for services, they're always going to be going to Google to do that. You know, there are millions of people that don't know what Angie and Home Advisor is. They're not going through some third-party directory. They're always going to be going through Google. So that's why I believe in this company 100%.
Hey, you're a pretty good salesperson, you know?
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, it's not really about sales for me. It's really just about doing what's best for you guys. That's all I care about. So.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great holiday weekend, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.